always mistaken for the light of hope. Moment in a lonely woman's eyes as you fall in one more time. Feeling the weight of the morning sky. Running again from another life. Mother was just 21, all alone with the son of a gun she roamed. Spent some nights sleeping in our car, cheap hotels and CD bars. As it came to pass, so was my road. Trying to leave, but my heart doesn't want to. Deep inside, I know you're no good for me. What the hell am I trying to hold on to when I know you? Just another picture in a pile of memories. If you wanna go,
joining us on PNP Network is Bo Bice. His new album, 3, is out, and it shows quite a progression. You might remember Bo, of course, as the runner-up in Season 4 to Carrie, what was it? I think it was to Carrie, wasn't it?
That year? Yes, Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And things have come along quite well for you from your first single, Inside Your Heaven, when we spoke with you last time. That hit number one, and since then it's been going well.
Yeah, we've been very blessed, Mark. You know, we've had several different, changes of element from, Idol to working for RCA Records and Clive Davis. And then, when I was dropped from RCA, I had some health issues. And after that, I started my own record label and released See the Light, which was our second CD. With Strad Art, my record label Sugar Money, and Strad Art teamed up for that, and we did a Walmart exclusive on that and had a really good run. And then I just took a little bit of time off to be a dad and a husband and to focus on this new CD, and did another project in between this that hasn't been released yet. And we've been extremely busy.
Well, you mentioned there's a few things that happened in those years. One, of course, that you have your third child, that's a little bit more of another reason why it should be number 3, the album that you were talking about here. And you also had some was it intestinal issues?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I had stomach issues for several years and just didn't know the extent of it. And it really did. It took a toll on me for many years before Idol, and then as I got on Idol, it just started to show its head a little bit more, I think, with all the stress and everything else that went along with it. So,
situation?
It put me kind of behind it, but, I don't feel like I've lost any of the pace. I feel like really I was able to get healthy. You know, I've had a clean bill of health now for almost 3 years, and, as your grandparents and always used to tell you, I'm sure, like they told me, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So it was really more of a priority to be healthy, not only for my career, but for my family. So I'm ecstatic that I've been able to, stay healthy for the past 3 years.
So has whatever was bothering you been taken care of?
Well, yes, sir. I had to have several surgeries to take care of it. It wasn't something that just fixed itself. So a few emergency surgeries here and there and hospitalizations in about 18 different states. And, You know, just I think my stubbornness and unwillingness to take a break when the issue was really a problem was probably what just made it worse. So taking the time off and truly, you know, I say I took the time off. My wife would disagree, but I guess the time to stay home and recuperate, we'll put it that way.
Well, you have a very busy life, and unfortunately when it's built like that, mine's like that too, and you don't have time to get sick or anything like that. You know, I got things to do. I got to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
It's just difficult to do that.
It gets rough, but also it's just like everybody else, Mark. You know what I mean? There's nobody out there more important than anybody else. We're all equal. We all have issues. We all have problems, and we all show the strength to muster through them, and I think that that's just the human spirit.
Now, this album actually is a personal one for you because you had a hand in every single song that's on the album.
Yeah, the last two CDs, you know, that's part of just, you know, owning my own record label, producing stuff. See the Light, I was able to produce with Frank Liddell, and, you know, did all of the work here in my studio, the majority of the work in my studio here, Rockhound. And then when it was time to do three, I did. I just kind of, you know, hunkered down in the studio for 4 months and, you know, really just took the time to concentrate on the production. And, you know, this was really done in two parts. If you look at it, I started part of it in connection with another project. And then when I linked up with Saguaro Road, the Time Life folks, I brought my friend D. Scott Miller in to co-produce six of the songs. And then there were five of the songs that I produced myself. And in the same sense, I wrote four of them myself, and then I co-wrote four other ones. So it was a labor of love, but also something that I really enjoy. I enjoy that aspect of what I do in the writing and the producing and obviously the singing and the playing guitar and harmonica and all that good stuff on it. So it was, as I keep, I guess, referring, a labor of love.
Well, the album's really kind of cool in one way, in that it has so many different influences in it. You know, I was listening to it this morning, and I'm hearing Jim Croce, I'm hearing Van Morrison, I'm hearing Lenny Kravitz in one of the songs. And then, of course, after I'm listening to this, I look at the notes, and I notice that, because one of the songs will sound a little bit Black Crowish, and I hear Steve Gorman, the Black Crowes drummer, is on there, and then keyboardist A.J. Croce, who we've had on this show, who's the son of Jim Croce. So I thought it was kind of interesting that I heard a lot of the different types of sounds on there.
Well, you know, Steve and I met when I was doing the Blades of Glory soundtrack song. Steve and George Perkulius were good friends, obviously, from the, you know, George produced the Southern Harmony Music Companion for the Crowes. And through that, I met Steve, and he played on my last CD, See the Light, and then we did a project together with D. Scott Miller called Brothers of the Southland, and Steve played on. And then Steve played on this album. So, yeah, we're good friends. You know, that's one of the greatest things. You know, A.J. Croce and I became friends right after Idol is when we met. You know, I did Time in the Bottle on the show, and Ingrid Croce and her new husband, Jim Rock, we got to be friends, and through that I got to know AJ and his family, and so we ride a lot together and just have gotten to be good friends, and that's one of the biggest blessings through this, man, is just getting to meet people that I admire and that are influences, and to become friends with them. It's just kind of the icing on the cake, and but I do consider that to be part of what you what you're talking about is just, it's more of an eclectic guy, you know. It's what I didn't want to do, Mark, was I really wanted to come out with something that showcased the elements of what I do, you know, from the country to the, you know, everybody knows me as rock, more the southern rock vibe. I wanted to reach out and show people some of the other stuff I do, but I also didn't want them to be looking at it and saying, well, what's this guy trying to do? You know, he's got 10 different songs on this thing, and you know, they're all a little bit different. I wanted the folks to be able to embrace that love country music, that love Southern rock. And, you know, then again, just the stuff that people know of Bo, which are songs like Get On and Ride and Who Knows What, which are definitely more of that, like you say, Lenny Kravitz, Black Crowes, style funky, southerny groove. So, you know, trying not to go too far out on a limb and be so spread out that people don't understand and know who you are. That's a hard line to balance. So hopefully we did it well in this with the production and, you know, songs like You Take Yourself With You that I wrote with Dee. Just songs about a life, you know, and life experience. And I think that there's a little bit for everyone on this CD, whether you know who Bo Bice is or you don't. I think that you'll find something that you at least identify with.
Well, I thought that there was some great songs on there. And I want to know a little bit about some of them because, for instance, Good Hearted Women, a great song. And I understand that you kind of wrote that for your wife, your mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I obviously recuperating from the surgeries and stuff, it was being split from, you know, mid-stomach on down, it was kind of hard to think about doing anything, especially playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first times I picked up the guitar here at the house after recovering from the last surgery, I just picked it up and started playing this song, and I did. I wrote it for my mom and for my grandmother and for my wife, and each verse is kind of dedicated to each one, you know, and it really is. It's just a song about, you know, the love of your lives, you know, and I'm a self-professed mama's boy. I don't mind that, you know. I was raised, you know, and by my mom, and up until about nine, when she met my dad, who I call my dad,
mm-hmm.
And you know, they've both been just a huge influence. I love my dad and my mom so much, and it was just a way to kind of pay a little bit of a tribute back to, you know, the grandparents and the mom and the pop, and then also just give a little bit of homage to my beautiful wife.
Now, there's another song in there that is a very personal one for you too, I understand, and that's the one called You Take Yourself With You, which is kind of like a country gospel song. And I understand that was a song really about leaving mom and kind of going on your own.
It was. You know, D. Scott and I we've been friends for about 3 years now. And when you're in the process of writing a song, you really do. You write more about your experiences. And so when you're co-writing with someone, you sit down and you talk for a little bit, and you try to figure out, you know, where you're going, what you're going to write about. And for us that day, we had just gotten into talking about, you know, how hard it was to leave home the first time, and, you know, and what you were leaving for, and being that young buck ready to go out with your, you know, your wide eyes and your open spirit and conquer the world. And when you get out there, you seem to find out that, you know, everywhere you go, doesn't matter what city, what state, what country, you're always going to see yourself when you look yourself in the mirror. So just remember that you take yourself with you wherever you go, and you got to live with that, with all the decisions you make, all the things you do. So that's really what that song's about. And you're right, it does kind of touch more on the Southern gospel side of the music I do.
Now that American Idol is still on the air, and you were one of the that really gave you your opportunity to kind of present your music to America when you wowed those judges with a whipping post and finished second all overall. Are you watching it all now? And if you are, is there anybody that's your favorite at this point?
Well, I watch when I can. You know, we travel a lot, and I'm doing a few other things. I'm producing a few other projects and writing and stuff. So when I do get the opportunity, I try to. I'm a big fan of the show, and and also, I go back every year to the finale, and normally one other time to see the top 12. And it's good just to know the alumni that you're going to meet. You know, that way you walk in, you know who the folks are, and you kind of know what they do. And you know, that's part of the reason that I try to keep up with it, just because it's good to at least follow the alum.
Yeah. Any comment about Simon Cowell leaving and how that's going to affect the show?
Well, you know, for me, just to be honest with you, it's a bummer because I won't get to see him, you know, when I go back. But, you know, man, I think that show has truly, it's had to evolve, Mark. I mean, if it didn't evolve, it'd be the same show every year.
Hmm.
You know, that's kind of what I told people when they asked about this instrument thing, because back when we were on the show, Anwar Robinson and I, you know, we wanted to play instruments, and we wanted to do this. You know, he wanted to play piano. I wanted to play guitar, and I wanted to play some harmonica and things. And, you know, we're kind of told back then it's a singing competition. It's not a talent contest, you know.
Right.
So I look at the way that these things have evolved, you know, and now they've got these people playing instruments. They've got these different, you know, styles of music and things. So in the same realm as that, the show has to change. It has to evolve. And, you know, I can tell you one thing. Simon Cowell is not going anywhere. You'll see him on TV, and everybody knows he's doing his, I think, the X Factor he's starting up.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We'll be seeing him around. I'm sure he'll be sorely missed at Idol, because he truly is. He's one of the people that made it what it is.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the touring that you did between See the Light and preparing for 3. I understand you went overseas to the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. We, you know, I was over in 2008. In February, we went to Afghanistan for 2 weeks with a group called Stars Four Stripes and Miss Judy Seal. And, you know, I had a little bit of time off in between the February trip, and then we went to Iraq in October. And during that time, you know, I wrote a song called Long Road Back, which made it on the CD. And it's just kind of dedicated to those folks, you know. It's hard living with war. It's a necessary evil that you know humanity has lived with since the beginning of time. It doesn't make it right, and if we could do without war, I'm sure everybody'd love that. But to see the things that these men and women go through over there and the sacrifices that they make, it's not about the right and the wrong of it. It's about the dedication and to the people and to serving the people and keeping them free. And that's what those men and women do for us. They keep us free, and it's so that we can speak our minds and that we can say what we want. And you know, for the simplest things that we can be doing this interview today. If it wasn't for the men and women serving before Iraq, people like, you know, our grandfathers and our great grandfathers and mothers and then we wouldn't have this beautiful country that we have. So I was honored to be able to go over there, and I really, really look forward to going back over there.
Now, isn't there something on your website about that?
You can go to bovice.com. There's all kinds of things on the website. I do this these little instant blogs and Twitters and Xannels and all these things. So if you ever want to find out anything about Bovice, you can always go to bovice.com.
Yeah, I just thought you were actually trying to raise money at some point for looking for contributions toward the soldiers or something.
Actually, what that was there was a soldier who came back, and he had lost pretty much everything, and they've stepped in. His mother has had to take care of him. His name's Jose. His mother's had to take care of him, and they've had people come in and fix the house up so that he could get around it and make it handicap friendly. And, you know, in these hard times that everyone's having right now, they're about to lose their house, and he was having to have a surgery again. And so, I very, very rarely, do any kind of my, and I hate to even call that charity. I don't consider that charity. I consider that, just being a blessing to someone. It's not charity in any way, but I try not to do any kind of things like that on my site. I feel like my website is more for the fans. It's more for you know, doing what we do, promoting albums and things like that. And I try to do all my whatever you want to call it, good deed stuff, charity on the side, because I don't do it for pats on the back. I do it because people need help.
Mm-hmm.
But this just—it was a certain situation that really stood out in my heart, and I felt like the people who are so diligent in helping us and keeping us out on the road. Maybe they might be able to lend a helping hand and help this gentleman out. And so it was, you know, definitely an honor to get to hopefully help him.
It sounds to me like you helped him a lot because they're not asking for anything else at this point, right?
No, sir. Yeah. They aren't, and I believe they may have reached the goal to at least keep them in their home, and that was the goal. The goal wasn't to raise money for them to have to help with this or help with that. The goal to me was just enough to pay for the house and to pay the house off so that him and his mother would never have to worry again about a house payment. And I know the stress and struggle of just having, trust me, I know the stress and struggle of having these kind of health issues and bills. I've had them.
Yep, we all have.
That's right.
Yeah. Bo Bice's album is due May 18th. Its street date is May 18th, and again, it's called 3. And do you ever see Carrie Underwood, your former Idol mate there?
We do. We run into each other a decent amount, just out doing Idol-related stuff. But, we kind of keep up with each other. I'm so proud of her, Mark. It's just it's mind-blowing to be able to watch all your dreams come true and then to see someone that you care so much about. I mean, we really are. A lot of people would like to think it would probably make it a better show and everything if we all hated each other behind the scenes and it was a big battle and catfights left and right and arguments. But for the most part, we were all a really tight-knit group. And, Carrie was one of my friends from when there was like 100-something of us, you know. And so she always stood out in the crowd to me as someone special. And there's no surprise to me that she ended up not only being the winner, but she's ended up being one of the biggest-selling idols. And I can guarantee you we'll hold that crown well.
Yeah, she's done well. There's a lot of American Idol people that have done incredibly well. It's been a good source of talent.
It sure has. We're blessed each day to have been a part of that. And I always give them kudos and much appreciation for their help that they gave me.
Bo, I want to thank you so much for coming on again, and hope to talk to you next time around.
Mark, thanks so much for your time, man. You have a blessed day, and we'll hopefully get to see you sometime soon.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.